Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today, as this is a Monday podcast episode where we do a deep dive into a particular astrological theme or topic. And today we're going to discuss in further detail the upcoming Taurus solar eclipse happening on April 30th, 2022. Although it could be on April 29th, depending on your time zone and location. And there are many interesting things to look at in this energy, as well as give you a heads up on how this is a replenishing cycle. This particular Taurus solar eclipse is bringing in and opening up new energies in your life and in your chart. And I'm going to talk about that in this show. So first of all, what you want to do is identify in your natal astrology chart where you have 10 degrees of Taurus. Everyone has 10 degrees of Taurus in their chart. Even if you don't have a planet there, you still have that degree point. And I actually have a video for you on YouTube called How to Find a Degree Point in Your Astrology Chart. So if you need a tutorial on that, please check out that video. So 10 degrees of Taurus is this eclipse point, and it is actually a new eclipse point. So I dug in and looked at what we've experienced in past decades around Taurus eclipses, and we've had a number of them at 9 degrees of Taurus back to 1957. And so here we have an eclipse at 10 degrees of Taurus. So new eclipse point, new energies, new activations, new openings, and more that is opening up for you to intentionally call in. And the reason why it's also important to understand what you're ready for next is that this 10 degree point of Taurus has been a significant energy point that Uranus in Taurus has been working with since the middle of 2020. And that's actually when Uranus in Taurus stationed and hung out here at 10 degrees of Taurus for July, August, and most of September of 2020. So I know it can take a minute to go back and look at what was happening then. Of course, there was a lot happening in the world at that time, but specifically what was happening for you in your life. As Uranus comes through and can be quite disruptive. And this was when Uranus reached that 10 degree point for the first time, and as I said, hung out there for nearly 3 months. Then it retrograded back to 6 degrees of Taurus, returned and passed over that 10 degree point in April and May 2021, then had another retrograde, and finally finished working through this degree point in January and early February of this year, of 2022. So essentially, this has been a hot spot of change in your life. 10 degrees of Taurus, where not only has Uranus been shaking things up, making changes in your world, in your life, in your energy, Uranus has been stirring the pot to show you what no longer fits with your energy, what is not in alignment with your emerging value systems. And we'll talk about these Taurus themes very soon. But I want to bring your attention to the fact that Uranus has been deeply working with 10 degrees of Taurus since the middle of 2020. Finished working with this point in January, February 2022. And now the universe is activating these energies again to ask you to replenish, to call in, to look at what you need in this part of your life that you want to develop, build, and grow, that is now in alignment with what you want, what you need, what is true for you. And those are all key Taurus words. So essentially, wherever you've had some major life changes since the middle of 2020, now there is a new start. This is a solar eclipse in Taurus that is activating new energies, essentially looking at what do you want to plant and grow? What do you need now that is true for you? especially after all the changes you've been through or you've experienced while Uranus has been back and forth over this degree point. And it's fascinating how not only has Uranus been traversing this part of your chart for a while now, but it's actually where the universe has called your attention to where you're ready for change. Because this is the degree point that Uranus has stationed retrograde and stationed direct at a few times. So it's been a part of us that has been ready to evolve and change, but Uranus is quite electrifying. It's fast moving. It could feel overwhelming if things are moving too fast, especially in Taurus, which doesn't always want change. It doesn't want the earthquakes or things shifting because Taurus is very grounded. It wants to know what is reliable, consistent, what you can count on. And that Taurus energy being the first earth sign is essentially where we begin to build a life that meets our needs. And that is about where you find stability, security, strength, what is reliable to you that you can count on. Taurus can be about our routines, what we do every day that is satisfying, that feels correct for us, that helps us ground in our energy so that we can feel stable to go about our lives. Taurus is the energy of what we need at a very basic level for survival. It's essentially how we need food, water, shelter, clothing. And then from there, it gets elevated because that Taurus energy, as it really develops and grows with its sense of self and self-worth, there's the leveling up of what you want in your life, what matters to you, where you start to make new decisions that resonate with your new value system, that feel correct for you, that honor you, that also show you the ways that you want to create a life that is good for you. And these Taurus energies can bring us back to basics, the essentials of what we need. And then from there, again, we can expand and develop it further. So with Uranus being in Taurus and strongly working with us since the middle of 2020, we've all had to reassess and look at our value systems, what we need in our life and in our world. We've learned how to be flexible, how to work with these energies in a way that we're not too locked in or strapped down, which is actually the Taurus comfort zone. Instead, Uranus has been keeping the ground moving, so to speak. Uranus has kept things a bit up in the air and unsettled. This can be energy that you feel at times that can be very nerve-wracking, that can even challenge your sense of safety and security. But this Uranus in Taurus is reminding us that there's things that we're meant to shake up and let go of. That yes, it was right for you for a while, but now it's moving on to something else that you're ready for next. And what's interesting is that this can be a once-in-a-lifetime energy. This isn't the case for everyone, especially because human lifespan is expanding to living more years on the planet, but this energy only comes through every 84 years. And so I know some of you are experiencing your Uranus return, and it's bringing up more changes in your life and in your world. There's also the energy here of not being too complacent, not thinking that you have to stay with something because it's how you've always done it, which is something that Taurus considers a comfort zone. These can also be the things we've just accepted as this is my life, this is part of my life. And then here comes Uranus really shaking it up and saying, actually, we can change this around. You could do it differently, or this is something that's leaving so that something else can come in. Again, that Uranus energy, it's connected to fast moving changes, unexpected developments. Sometimes we can feel blindsided by these energies, and Uranus and Taurus is strongly working with any planets or points in your chart in the fixed signs. So if you have planets or points in Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, this Uranus energy can even feel challenging at times, perhaps nerve-wracking, because it's requiring changes that you didn't want to make, you didn't think you were ready for, but Uranus is saying it's now, it's right on time, and then before you know it, things can be moving quickly because there is an acceleration with Uranus. It's similar to a very fast moving electrical current. It's something that we feel in our nervous systems, where when there's change or when you feel overwhelmed by everything that's changing, especially all at once, then our bodies start pulsing with that. Our bodies feel that. We feel that as anxiety, energies running through us, especially related to the nervous system. It can even be an overactive mind where you're trying to figure things out, find new solutions. Again, a very fast-moving energy that can be tricky to pace or slow down at times. So this is something that we've been learning to navigate with and work with. And now we have this Taurus solar eclipse that's asking you to bring in what is true for you now. Uranus is not going to return to this 10 degree point in Taurus. So essentially Uranus is done here. Uranus is moving on to the later degrees in Taurus. What do you need now to ground in? Because the Taurus solar eclipse wants you to now stabilize yourself after these big changes or disruptions that you've had in the same part of your chart. So I feel like that is one of the biggest energies here, is that not only is this a new eclipse point, but it's an eclipse point after the Uranus in Taurus changes, awakenings, and liberations that we've been moving through since the middle of 2020. So that might be useful to look at in your own life. Look at where you're ready to ground in to something that is truer for you. Now, Taurus is about our value systems, and these are connected to all areas of our lives, including the internal value we feel in ourselves, how we understand that taking a human body and showing up on this planet requires us to ground into the physical reality and to understand what it means to travel through this physical reality without losing ourselves, without diminishing our sense of personal value and personal worthiness that can be infiltrated upon at times. Now, Taurus is the opposite of Scorpio. That Scorpio energy is where we merge and share with others, where we're more receptive or willing to be in other energies, to combine them, to look at what goes together, what fits. Sometimes this energy can be very healthy in terms of getting into someone's intimate nature, like knowing who they are, understanding their fears or what they've been through in their life, what has shaped them, what has formed them. The healthiest expressions of Scorpio lead to true emotional connection and fulfillment, where neither individual surrenders their personal power or their sense of self. That's the healthy expression of Scorpio, one of them. So then we look at Taurus, the opposite of Scorpio, which is where you're really knowing who you are. You're really having a clarity around, this is what matters to me in my life because this is what I value. And you can look at this in terms of your friendships or people in your life or in your world where you have similar values, meaning there's things that you enjoy together, whether those are hobbies and passions and things that you like, or you just have a similar view on what you want to live a good life, meaning there's certain things that you value and there's people in your life who have the same value systems. And then, of course, you can look at this in the opposite way of there's people that have very different value systems, right? And you could find there's little compatibility or there's little overlapping of how you want to live your life. And we are each doing a big revision of our value systems as Uranus continues through Taurus, which will happen until the end of 2026. This understanding of where the Taurus energies are shifting and evolving can help you see not only what has changed for you lately in recent years, but also what you really want now. And that is a Taurus word. What do I want? What do I need? And gaining clarity on that, knowing that you're worthy of it. And that's important even from a spiritual perspective, because spirit sees us as powerful creators, wants us to stand in that knowingness that you can truly create the energies in your life that resonate with you. And then those will show up as the manifestations of your life. And because Taurus is about the five senses, It relates to how you build your physical reality, what you create, what you own, what you invest in, what you surround yourself with, everything from the clothes you buy to the food you eat, the music you enjoy, where you want to hang up certain things in your room or in your living room because it resonates with what matters to you. The Taurus energy is everywhere, and we are bringing our attention to it so that we can get clearer on what is true for you and what's not. So for example, you could have an overhaul of items in your world, right? Where you're getting rid of some things in your closet, or you want to renovate something in your house. You're changing over your priorities. Maybe you're shifting to a different understanding of what you want to experience throughout the year. This Uranus in Taurus, I think you can also see it through getting rid of things such as gifts or presents and instead wanting certain experiences instead, where you now place a more important value on experiences that you have with other people, with loved ones, and you'd rather do that instead of spend money on more things to buy and own. So that's just one example, but that's understanding how this particular Taurus solar eclipse wants you to have clarity on what matters to you right now and really ground that in. Ground that in energetically. Make sure you're clear about that in your own self-talk. And this is also where we reinforce our self-value and our self-worth. This is where you could be ready for an upgrade, where let's say you're ready to make a change in your lifestyle and it's something new you haven't experienced before. You're ready to move into a bigger place or something that has an amenity or a feature that you've never experienced before. And you're maybe feeling, can I do this? Will this happen? And it's important to tell yourself that you're worthy of it, but you're also feeling it because it means the universe is speaking to you about this upgrade. Meaning, let's say you want to move to a house or buy property that has a lot of land. And you've never owned a lot of land before. And you're thinking about what goes into that. How do I care for it? What will it require? Is it going to be too much? And maybe underneath that, a part of you is questioning, I never thought I would be a land owner of this many acres. Or I never thought I could create my own farm or my own beautiful garden. And now it's coming up. And the universe is giving you messages that this is right on time, but you could be struggling with it because there's something in you that doesn't maybe feel you could handle it, that you're worthy of it, all those things that we question. And this is where you want to ground in to the fact that you're absolutely capable of handling the upgrade or the next adventure, and to look at where you need to fortify that within yourself so that you can claim it, you can move towards it, you can step into it, and you don't allow any lower vibrating energies of self-doubt or not feeling like you can do it to stop you. So there's something here I'm feeling around a next chapter, a new phase, and it feels like an upgrade because also that Uranus and Taurus energy that we've been moving through has probably taken away a lot, or it shifted things up in a really big way for you, where it challenged you. It was very hard to maybe get your strong footing. It could have felt like a lot was leaving. And that can be part of the Uranus churning, where things are leaving or things are shifting up and you don't know what to count on anymore. The higher octave of Taurus is reminding you, you can always count on yourself. You can always stabilize your own energy. You can find security within yourself. How are you doing that? How are you doing that during these big turbulent times, during these energies on the planet that are so pivotal and so big, but they can feel like too much at times? Uranus in Taurus is saying you can handle all these changes as long as you're really getting grounded and clear internally about your own energy system. So this eclipse is wanting you to step up and step forward into something that maybe you weren't ready for previously, especially during those bigger waves of life changes. But now this is an eclipse that's all about new beginnings. So we have the sun and the moon conjunct at 10 degrees of Taurus. We have Uranus at 14 degrees of Taurus. So still conjunct the sun and the moon, but not by that exact degree point. So this is a bit like Uranus is certainly in play, but there's some breathing room between that 14 and 10 degree points. And it could also feel more exciting. It could feel like you're ready for it. It could feel like, I want this, I'm going for it, yes. And so that could be one of the ways that you've shifted over the recent years as well, where now you're ready to claim something that you weren't previously ready for. And the universe is saying, wonderful, it's right on time. Now, these eclipses can feel like a timeline change or a trajectory shift, especially this one that is about calling in what matters to you and having it be something that you deeply resonate with and connect with. I'm feeling this as new energies running through us that are starting certainly at the crown chakra, but they're really meant to go down through your full energy system and ground deep into the earth. And this is about you. So this is about receiving new energies around your own self-acceptance, your self-worth, your self-value, that also increases your manifestation potentials. Because when you're really strong with clarity in that energy, that's what you then attract, right? That's what you then open up to. That's what you're then aware of is correct for you. And it's similar to a magnet where then you're magnetizing and calling in anything that matches that vibration, energy, and frequency. So this is a very powerful manifestation eclipse that wants you to really honor what is calling to you now. We have the sun and the moon and Uranus all making a sextile to Mars at 11, almost 12 degrees of Pisces. Now, Mars in Pisces is not strong because he has to surrender. He has to give up the good fight. He has to basically put up a white flag and rest. This is a Mars that needs downtime, that needs to take a break, and also where in Pisces, his human will isn't as strong as he's used to it being. So this is a Mars who has to tap in to spiritual will. What is in divine timing? What is showing up? What is correct for him that he can't force? He can't make it happen. He has to be more receptive, which is not the normal energy of Mars. And yet this Mars is receiving a powerful surge of energy from the sun, moon, and Uranus that is showing him that something's right on time and it's nothing that he can control. So it could also feel energizing because that Mars in Pisces doesn't want consistency. It will go with the waves of energy that he's feeling. So this is where, as Mars journeys through Pisces, there can be days when you just don't have the energy. You're just not into it. You're not feeling it. Then there can be other days when you're like, yes, this is correct for me. I've got tons of energy to get this done. So keep this in mind as Mars journeys through Pisces from April 15th until May 24th. And so he's going to feel a surge of energy guiding him forward that's maybe beyond what he thought, but it's grounding because with three planets in Taurus, there's something here that's giving him a clear direction, something real, something tangible that he's moving towards feeling or sensing, but also he has to trust his own energy around it, meaning he can't force it, as I said, but there's something guiding him that is actually quite powerful. So keep that in mind that there could be a surge of energy here where you feel ready for something, you feel ready to go for it. It's something maybe that surprises you, catches you off guard, but it feels correct. And that is a strong energy because we have four planets in Pisces during this eclipse. So yes, we're still talking about Pisces energies. And let me get to the more interesting dynamic here of the other three planets in Pisces. Now, Taurus is ruled by Venus. So Venus is the ruler of this eclipse. She is in Pisces and she is exactly conjunct Jupiter at 27 degrees of Pisces. They're almost at 28 degrees of Pisces. And then we have Neptune at 24 degrees of Pisces. So this strong Pisces influence is part of the bigger picture that's both ending and unraveling, as well as forming and coming together. And you could feel that overlap either in yourself and a part of your life, a part of your world, that something is falling away and completing. And that is one of the ways that Pisces energy moves through us, is that we understand there's been a cycle that has served its purpose, and we're meant to find the higher spiritual lessons of it, how we've grown, what we've learned. We're meant to find forgiveness of ourselves or of others, to tap into that higher compassionate nature that ultimately sets us free. And so Pisces energy sets you free so that you can be ready for the new beginnings that come in with Aries. So we have this energy of perhaps feeling that you're complete with something. And with Venus and Jupiter at 27, nearly 28 degrees of Pisces, that's towards the very, very end of the whole zodiac. And that means this is something significant, something that is really over. You no longer feel it energetically. It's okay if there's something you're sad about, if you're mourning it, if it feels like a loss. But these energies are really supportive and beneficial. When we're talking about Neptune, Venus, and Jupiter, all in Pisces, that all do really well with the transmutation of energies, allowing something to dissolve and release you. And that's something you could feel, like you're being released. There's something here where you're being set free. Maybe there's some shackles or chains or feeling caged in, and it's opening up. And I'm seeing like these metal bars just dissolving and falling away because you're ready for the next and the new. And that's part of this solar eclipse energy that is grounded in our earthly realities. So there's this overlapping energy here, but I feel like there's something you can see more clearly. And you can perhaps see it with your third eye, or you're sensing it through that crown chakra. And it's sort of like it's forming, it's like building, it's coming together. And that would be the strong Taurus energies that are about our physical reality and what you're creating next in your world. So there is an overlap here, but there's also something that I feel is rising up in our energies. And it feels very supportive, very loving, very kind, very accepting. And again, you can feel this towards yourself. You could feel this sense of peace around a chapter in your life, a part of yourself, a part of whatever is changing for you in a pivotal way. You could feel this gentle acceptance of what is or what was. And it feels very loving, almost like no longer beating yourself up about something, no longer spinning in it, no longer going back or replaying it or going back to previous experiences or previous things. It's almost like you're okay just letting it go, just letting it be, letting it dissolve. And look at what that feels like. I mean, even just simply putting your hand on your heart when you're in that energy, you could feel a calming presence. You could feel a peace. You could feel something in your heart is shifting. This energy is meant to be very nourishing and kind. It's meant to be something that we also receive. These strong Taurus and Pisces energies are both feminine, both highly creative, and both needing something that feels almost like a sanctuary or a calming influence that reminds us we are right on time, that you haven't missed anything. Nothing has passed you by. There's things that couldn't happen in previous cycles. There's things that couldn't connect as maybe you wanted them to. So even that release of expectations, that release of assumptions, anything you've been holding that has now become heavy can be something that you soften into. And in fact, this eclipse has a softening energy where we soften into ourselves, soften into our truth, soften into what it means to be powerful on this planet, but knowing that you're not doing it alone, because the strong Pisces energy is also your higher self. It's divine timing. It's spirit. It's the energy of more of you that you're feeling or sensing than ever before. You could feel a type of rebirth with this energy. You could feel that you've shifted, you've evolved, there's things changing. You could find yourself doing things you never thought you'd do, but somehow it just all feels good, or it just feels okay. So that's what I mean about this softer energy, is that it does feel more receptive, more supportive, and it wants you to just keep going with what is calling to you, because there's a reason why that's coming up and speaking to your energy. Now, Venus conjunct Jupiter usually only happens once, based on how Jupiter moves through each astrological sign. It takes Venus about 18 months to go through all 12 astrological signs, and that includes her retrograde. It takes Jupiter usually a year to go through one astrological sign. So when they sync up, it's a big deal. And now here they're syncing up at exact degree point during a solar eclipse that Venus rules. So this is a big deal. In terms of, again, those Venus energies that we've been talking about that also relate to the Taurus energies. And in fact, she is more of the ruler of Taurus, because Taurus is a feminine energy. She is the ruler of Libra, but Libra is a masculine energy. So that's a different type of rulership. This is where she's really in her grace, in her power, in her loving heart. And I feel like this is strong heart activation energies, where this is calling in what your heart truly needs, wants, and desires. Something is right on time, something that maybe you didn't realize you could experience or feel. It is expansive because it's conjunct Jupiter. And in Pisces, it's very divine. It's very much about how you're here to grow your heart, grow your sense of self-love. Maybe that's through new connections, new friendships, new people. Maybe that's just even within yourself. You're feeling this in a very powerful way. But this is a big deal to have Venus conjunct Jupiter on the day of the solar eclipse that she rules. So we are receiving new heart activations that are coming from your higher self, coming from your soul, coming from the energy frequencies that we're ready to tap into. Perhaps it's even bursting something open in you that you kept repressed or hidden. You didn't think you deserved it. It could be showing you more of how you've been working with Pisces energies, which can be about feeling powerless, needing an escape, needing something else to constantly validate you, because the lower expressions of Pisces energy can be like water running through a filter where nothing ever lands, nothing ever stays. It's almost like an endless need for more, 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 but it all just keeps running through. It never is really absorbed. So this is where we're looking at where we didn't feel worthy, where we didn't feel we could have or experience something, and really getting honest and clear with yourself around those lower Pisces energies that often want to escape, or they could go into maybe the self-pity or the blame or those victim stories that can be very unconscious. I feel like Venus conjunct Jupiter is bringing your conscious awareness to your heart, to your feminine energies, your intuition, and all of that can bust wide open. All of that can grow if you're ready for those energies being a reality. But again, you can't have it just filter through. I mean, that Pisces energy can be like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then again, nothing ever sticks. So this is where the energy is flowing into some type of grounded reality that the Taurus energy wants you to be clear about. Then we also have this Venus-Jupiter conjunction making a sextile to Pluto at 28 degrees of Capricorn retrograde. Pluto stations retrograde the day before this eclipse on April 29th. And yet this Pluto is supporting the evolutionary growth that your heart is ready for. And I feel like we're getting these higher downloads. And I'm even feeling this as energy that's been coming through from the sun with the solar flares, coronal mass ejections, the neutrinos that come from the sun that are embedded in the light and in the frequency of the energies from the sun. That's all coming through as we're learning how to hold more light, higher frequencies. You know, we're learning how to physically manage these energies because they can knock us over some days, or you could feel really hungry or so worn out, or there can be a lot of effects coming through. And I feel like this Pluto energy is actually giving us more strength to move through this evolution. And now the energy is being amplified right at that Venus energy, that Venus archetypal energies of going to the next level, going to something within yourself that also could be deeply healing. That's another theme with this solar eclipse. It feels really healing, nourishing, fortifying. There's something here that you could feel has shifted in you, where again, the other parts of your heart that were hurting or in pain, maybe it's falling away. It doesn't feel like it resonates. You've healed through something. And so this sextile to Pluto gives a surge of power, evolution, soul growth. This is an energy too that continues into the first week of May, as Jupiter and Pisces will be at 28 degrees, exactly connecting with Pluto in Capricorn retrograde. You could be ready for beneficial life changes. You could be ready to really make some new starts, do something differently, say yes. Like, this is the energy of forward movement that maybe you've been contemplating. Again, it wasn't time previously. You weren't ready. The energy wasn't there. But this solar eclipse is about the new starts that are right on time, especially from a bigger perspective. Because when we have both Pluto and Jupiter making a beneficial aspect to each other, there's something in you that's ready and it feels very positive. It feels like whatever you're being called to, there could already be solutions there. Sort of like, you know, when you move or you're doing something different that you've never done before, and there's all these things that come up, like this checklist of worries, or how's this detail gonna happen, or what's gonna come through here. I feel like there's already things in place that are going to take care of all that. Where if you're ready to do anything new and different, this is an eclipse where the details line themselves up, the bigger picture comes together, and even if you don't see it all right away, there's connection points here that are very positive and beneficial. So maybe you don't know something, but the universe has it solved or has a better solution or knows exactly what would be a best next step. So again, when you see this positive connection between Jupiter and Pluto, who are also positively working with Venus, there's already things coming together. Like, spirit has already been working on something for you behind the scenes. That's what it feels like. And I know we've been talking about this Pisces energy all year, and it's only April, but this is where spirit has been bringing things together that we've been trusting, feeling, sensing. And now the Taurus energy brings in the grounded manifestation. That Taurus energy reveals what can be developed, what can be built. That Taurus energy is, of course, where we're making something new a reality. So overall, I feel like this eclipse is really helping us move forward, have new starts, new beginnings, to look at what you're ready to call in that maybe previously left your life or left your world when Uranus in Taurus went back and forth over this part of your chart since the middle of 2020. And now there's more developments happening because this Pisces energy is divine timing, but it's also what we haven't been able to see. So it's almost like maybe it's a slow reveal, sort of like the curtains are being pulled back very slowly and dramatically. Now, this is, of course, a general reading, the general energies, and I know this will be different for each of us, but I hope this gives you some bigger understanding of the main energies. There's one more big energy I want to discuss, and that is Saturn in Aquarius will be at 24 degrees, squaring the North Node in Taurus at 23 degrees. And this is a square that has been unfolding throughout April. And what we're seeing is that when Saturn squares the North Node and the South Node, we're making new choices in our life trajectory. And this is interesting because Saturn works in a 7-year cycle. And so depending on what is happening in your life or in your world, you could be making choices around what you want to move towards over the next 7 years, or it could show you how far you've come in the past 7 years. So keep that in mind because it can give you more of a map of the energies or the direction. And whenever Saturn squares these nodes, there's something that we have to choose. We have to leave something behind to step into something else. And I mentioned this in one of the weekly Wednesday energies, that Saturn squaring the North Node and the South Node is a bigger deal for you if you have planets or points at 22, 23, or 24 degrees of the fixed signs. And so this is something that maybe you're really feeling in your life. Saturn is about the realities of our lives, looking at where you're ready to commit to something, be responsible for it, take it on, or where you're having to make some hard life choices or decisions. Maybe you weren't ready for it. Maybe it felt like it was something that you wanted to keep going for a bit longer. I mean, there's so many ways this energy plays out. But this Saturn squaring the nodes is showing you where new choices need to be made. And they can feel like a burden. It can feel like a challenge. Again, especially if you have planets or points between 22, 23 and 24 degrees of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius. There's something here that you have to take care of or do differently, and it can feel difficult. It can feel challenging because maybe you have to wrap something up or there's things you have to take care of and it all comes at once. I mean, there's so many things that can happen here because Saturn is a reality checkpoint. And so in this eclipse energy, you have to make a choice. It's literally like being at the fork in the road. Where are you choosing to go in this new direction, or are you choosing to go back to something that could feel known, safe, a comfort zone, but it isn't really a match for your energy? And in Aquarius, it brings up everything that's connected because Aquarius can be quite complex and there can be a lot of things that are connected to a lot of other things. And this can be part of the challenge of making one change leads to having to make another change. But when you are clear on a vision, and that's what Saturn in Aquarius wants, it wants you to have clarity on where you're going, the bigger vision, the next direction. And if that is something you have, then that is what you're looking to commit to. Commit to that vision, commit to what matters to you right now, and understand that Saturn wants you to be successful, but there's things about April that have to shift and change. And the energy does tend to loosen up into May. So it's very tight in April with Saturn squaring the North Node and the South Node, but it does start to ease up into May. So that could be something else that you're feeling during this eclipse, is that you can feel the pressure to make a new decision or a new change. And yet when you then look at everything else we've discussed here, with the Taurus energy and the Pisces energy being so strong, there's a part of you that could just feel ready to trust what you don't see. You could feel ready for whatever is opening up for you, expanding you, calling you, and it could feel like you just know it's the right thing, which is also how that Pisces energy speaks to us. You just feel it. You just know it. There's something deeper within you that is resonating, and it's something that you trust. So we have covered the big energy signatures of this Taurus solar eclipse. For those of you who are in my 2022 Soul Growth Astrology program, remember to sign back in. Take a look at this webinar where I go into deeper detail around this particular eclipse, as well as the next eclipse coming up in May. Keep in mind that because this is a solar eclipse, it opens up an energy potential. It is a new start. It's a very powerful new moon, a very powerful beginning point that will then continue to unfold, especially throughout the next 6 months. And if you would like to go into more of these eclipse energies for this year, please check out that Soul Growth Astrology program that has the 4 webinars. Use coupon code READY. You can get everything for only $28. And this is designed to help you look at these energies in your astrology chart. I also go through the 4 different types of eclipses we have, as well as some other energy signatures to be aware of. All of this is designed to help give you a heads up, help you understand what 2022 is going to shift and change in your life, especially during eclipse season. So we will keep talking about these eclipse energies as we move through April. And of course, we will be looking at what we're ready for next, because powerful beginnings are happening. You're ready for it. It's right on time. And I feel like there's something different pulsing through our hearts. Maybe that's the best way to end this show. It's to trust whatever is pulsing through your heart that feels different, new, fresh, because of what you've healed, what you've experienced, what you've been through, what has changed for you, how you've grown. This is an eclipse that wants to honor that and to develop and grow those new parts of yourself. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I will be back here every Monday and Wednesday for another podcast episode. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online, and I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube as well. Wishing you a beautiful journey as we move through April 2022, and I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.